So maybe Bogdanovich and Walter Hill would do our movie, and you'd be the woman who kills the guy you've had to fuck to get away, and is now dashing through Texas to the Mexico border with every murdering bastard hot on your hot ass. Except for a lousy ending, I guess. And what makes a lousy ending is the setup that doesn't fit, and a feeling of discontent like it wasn't cultivated right. Or it should have been all said in another language. What I remember was you being scattered over the landscape. You come on buzzing like a hornet, and I'd console you. You were always beautiful, and then you purr. You never purred, in fact. No fucking way are you going to purr, just because of this ass. You can be a notorious bombshell. I thought of you like Ollie McGraw and fell for you. And saw you as competition, but only in the sense that you can be as trashy as me, as trashy as me, as trashy as me, which isn't being trashed. I'd beat the crap out of anyone if you asked me to. I'd find a way even if Goliath. You should hear that in the right tormented way, because everything is tormented. And if you're going to shoot me down, then I know you'll do it in slow motion like Arthur Penn. Slow motion like Arthur Penn. It's a slim pickings happy ending. Even thought it so fucking tragic and dark, I can hardly leave my own bedclothes and play out a better part. It's that kind of a happy ending, one that snags you walking tall and sits you by the window looking out into the dark rain-filled night by Tufnell Park Station. And the lights are shining like iron crosses in the heart. And the mood is a paragon opposite of morals and goodwill, something tougher than the other people, including the giant guy with his mobile in his hand like a dick, and his casual deceit. All this material is fashioned to strengths I never knew I had and never knew you had. I sometimes think I'm a monster who you might still root for, like Richard Poon, say, in the tall tea and ombre. I guess some days I'm folksy, and you're a force and a charm and likes to die for, and everybody in some kind of hopeless destiny, like pulp and art combined in a liminal territory that goes further and is a sanctuary without safety. But instead, Buñuel and his whipped women, mine's a wager of fear as Casanova and Byron and Camille in a darker version of The Getaway. More's at stake than sex appeal. 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 And we're looking over our shoulders forever after for the heat. The heat. The damn fucking heat, yeah.